Perek Yod Ches, Bevayer Midas HaChasidus, explaining the Mida of piety. Midas HaChasidus Tzrichahi Be'emes Levayer Godol. The Mida of Chasidus requires a great explanation. Ki min hogim rabim udrochim rabim, because there are many customs and many ways overim bein rabim mimei ha'odam b'shem Chasidus that many people do and label it as Chasidus. Beinam ele gomei Chasidus. But these are only things that are a hull or a shell of Chasidus. Bli soar, without any form, of bli surah, without any description, of bli sikon, and it doesn't work on fixing himself. And this comes about from lack of looking into things, the haskola, haamitis, and to truly think about something, which are for people who have these midos. Because they didn't put an effort and they didn't work hard to understand the ways of Hashem in a clear and straight way. Rather, they just take on pious things and they just go along the things that come to them according to their first thought. And they don't look into things. And they didn't weigh them on the scales of wisdom. And these people have ruined the sense of chasidus amongst most people, and even from the wise people amongst them. That most people think that chasidus is something that's built on nothingness, or things that are opposite of intellect, and proper thought. They amino and they believe rabos, and they think that chasidus is all just davening a lot, making a lot of different bakoshos, and a lot of confessing, and crying, and a lot of bowing down, and in strange self afflictions that a person kills himself over, like doing an immersion in ice and snow, and similar types of things to this. These people don't know. Even though some of these things are required for people who are doing tshuva, and some of them are appropriate for people who want to work on their midah of separation, this is not what chasidus is built on at all. Because even the best of all of these conducts is only what can bring a person towards chasidus. But the essence of chasidus itself is something that's very deep to understand it appropriately. And is based on fundamental wisdom, and fixing a person's actions completely, that it's appropriate for everybody who has a wise heart to run after it. Because only wise people can truly attain this. And Am HaRetz cannot become a chassid. Now we'll explain this in order. The roots of chassidus, is what Chazal say in the Gemara in Brachos, Ashrei Adam Shalmola B'Torah Ve'Ose Nachas Ruach Liyotzo. Praiseworthy is a person who toils in Torah and creates a Nachas Ruach, a pleasant spirit for his Creator. The idea is, the mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael have to do are already known. And everybody knows how far they stretch. However, but somebody who loves his Creator, a true love, he won't try to work and intend to just exempt himself from the obligations that everybody knows that he has to do, and it's obligated for all Klal Yisrael. Rather, it will be to him as if a relationship between a child who loves his father. That even if the father just reveals a little bit of his intention, that he requests of a certain thing, the son will increase and to try the best to fulfill everything that he knows the father would want. Even the father only told him one time and in a halfway speech. That child knows and he understands what the father really wants. la'asos lo, to be done for him. Gam atzer shel lo amar lo beferosh, even that which was not said to him explicitly. Kevan sheyuchol lodun ba'atzmo sheyeyeh hadavar hu nachas v'lachfanov, because he in his own mind can understand that what he thinks the father wants will be of a nachas ruach to the father. V'lo yamtin sheyetzaveh yoser beferosh, he won't need to wait for the father to explain it to him more clearly. O sheyomer lo pamacheres, or for him to tell him another time. V'nei davar zeh anachnu roem oso be'inenu, and we see this with our own eyes. Sheyevali b'chol eis b'chol shah ben kol oevaria, that this happens all the time between people who love each other and people who are friendly with each other. Bein ish l'ishto, between a husband and wife. Bein avu v'no, between a father and child. Chol osho dover, the rule we see is, bein kol mi she'ha'ava b'neihem azo be'emes, between any people that they have a true love between them, and it's strong. Shelo yomar lo nistavisi yoser, you won't say, oh, I wasn't told to do more. Dai li b'meshi nistavisi b'feirosh, or maybe it's enough that I was commanded explicitly, I'll just listen to that. But that which was told to you, you will understand the intention of the person who told it to you. And you'll try your best to do what you think that person will get a nachas ruach from. And behold, in the way that this works, this can also happen to somebody who loves his creator, a true love. Ki gam hu misug ha'ovim. That's also in the category of people who love each other. V'siyena lo ha'mitzvos asher tzivuyim golui umafursum legili das levad. And to him, the mitzvahs that are commanded and that are well known to people, for him, it would just be a revelation of the intention of his creator. Lo das she'el ha'inyan ahu nota ritzono, and he will know that to that matter is what the das of Hashem is leaning towards. Mechetzo yizbar Hashem, and that is Hashem's desire. And then he won't say, that's enough what I heard explicitly. Or I'll just exempt myself from that which is incumbent upon me to do. It'll be the opposite. Yomar, he's going to say, once I now see that the will of Hashem is leaning towards this thing, it will be for me an eye-opener to increase my work in this field, and I will expand upon it in all the ways that I possibly can to figure out that this is what Hashem wants. That is somebody who is making a nachas ruach for his creator. Ninza klal chasidus. We see that the principle of chasidus is harchovas kiyum kol amitzas becholat dodim v'atnoim shiroi v'shefsher, is expanding upon our fulfillment of mitzvahs in all aspects and in all possibilities that are possible for a person to do. Ve'in charoim, behold, you see, she'chasidus mimin aprishus, that chasidus is a type of the separation. El she'aprishus belovin, prishus, separation, is on the staying away from isurim, ve'chasidus ba'asoyin, and chasidus is undoing the actions of the mitzvahs. U'shneim yinecha, but they're both of the same category, she'hu lahosif ala maforosh, which is to add to that which is stated explicitly, according to what we can judge on our own, lefi hamitzvah hamefareshes, according to what the mitzvah that is said explicitly states, she yenachas ruach afanav yisbarach, that will be a nachas ruach, that will be a pleasure before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zehu geder chasidus hamiti, this is the structure of true chasidus. And now we will go on to explain the specific categories.